smoke underneath it. There is no real tight, definitive tornado as such. It's still turning at a large... Yes, there's one now. Started, yes, dipping down from the bottom of the...
Louisvillian Peyton Ray, whose home was destroyed by the April 3rd tornado, told the Associated Press, WHAS Radio is the reason I still have a family. Former President Richard Nixon said of WHAS helicopter pilot Dick Gilbert, without your skillful reporting throughout the disaster, many other persons might have tragically suffered. Several times throughout the morning and early afternoon of April 3rd, WHAS Radio activated emergency procedures to warn Kentucky and southern Indiana of the potential of severe weather, a procedure of routine during spring months. At 4:02 in the afternoon, WHAS interrupted CBS News to upgrade the existing thunderstorm warning.
A tornado was reported near Hardinsburg and 3 miles northwest of Irvington at 3:45 this afternoon. The severe thunderstorm warning has been changed to a tornado warning for Metro Louisville and Jefferson County, including Meade.
In just a matter of minutes, there would be no more routine. The 4:02 warning was followed with the list of tornado safety rules. Then, WHAS reached John Burke, chief meteorologist at the Weather Service.
We have a hook echo on the radar about 20 miles southwest of Louisville, moving northeast about 45 to 50 miles per hour. Now, this storm will move through Jefferson County in a northeasterly direction, and reports have indicated up to this time that this is a tornado.
When Burke added, it looks like it'll blow right through Jefferson County, WHAS discontinued regular programming and began what was to be nearly 10 hours of continuous non-commercial coverage of the severe storm. 8 minutes after the 4:02 warning for Jefferson and Meade counties, Brandenburg, Kentucky, was destroyed. 31 of its residents were killed. The first report of an actual tornado in Jefferson County was broadcast by WHAS at 4:27. Helicopter pilot Dick Gilbert was sent to check on the police report.
I don't actually physically see any tornado activity at the moment, but it does look highly suspicious down there beyond the Iroquois Park area and out in the southwest. So that appears to be the area that's affected at the moment.
The Louisville Weather Service office is located at the airport in the area mentioned by Gilbert. And at 4:34...
John Burke is on the phone, and he is about to leave the Weather Service. I understand you've got the tornado sighted there.
No, I don't see a tornado, but here comes the wind. We're hitting winds up the... Good gracious sakes alive.
How high is the wind speed at this time?
There's 50 right there. By golly, the whole thing's going. Yeah, I'm going. Come on.
The tornado safety rules were reviewed for the sixth time in the half hour. Then came confirmation of severe weather in the airport area.
The city police say that a tornado is moving across the southern part of the city. It was spotted near the fairgrounds, moving from the south, generally toward the north. They say that it has touched down near the fairgrounds and apparently damaged Freedom Hall. We don't have any more details at this time other than the fact that people in the Louisville area should take cover.
Then Dick Gilbert checked in with a report for which he would receive a presidential commendation.
It's a spectacular sight, the low clouds, very black low clouds. Let's see. At the moment, they're just about over Bowman Field out at the Taylorsville Road area, and it is swirling around, and it looks like smoke underneath it. There is no real tight, definitive tornado as such. It's still turning at a large... Yes, there's one now. Started, yes, dipping down from the bottom of the cloud, and let's see, that will be over in the Highlands, and probably along Bargetown Road and somewhere near Eastern Parkway is where I guess that one is. The power transformers have been blowing regularly in the path of this thing. Big, large explosions of blue-white light that help to clock it pretty well. Now, it's clearing up very nicely behind it. As a matter of fact, just south of Standiford, it's clear. I can see all of the hills. The Iroquois Park area is just about out of it now. But it is definitely moving up toward the Crescent Hill water tank now, and I'm starting to get some strong, very strong gusts way out here on Bardstown Road near the GE plant. That's the way it looks to me. Be very, very careful. Nick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
Only three people were killed in Louisville, the major metropolitan area hit by the tornadoes. Officials say it was because of the warnings, information which came almost exclusively from WHAS radio. By 4:50, the Louisville tornado had dissipated, but there was no calm.
We do have another big storm down south of us, headed east, and it's headed in the direction of Mount Washington, another one about the same size. And so for the next hour or so, the Mount Washington area certainly should be on the alert for
27 storm. Tornadoes developed in Kentucky April 3rd. Another half dozen hit southern Indiana. Less than an hour after the original warning, WHAS continued tracking the new storms and started totaling the $200 million-plus dollars in damages the area suffered.
As far as I can tell, the first touchdown was just north of Stanford Field at the Twilight Drive-In, and it started with the trailers. It moved across the fairgrounds. It flattened the horse barns. It went through the little community just north of Audubon Park, and then it went through the cemetery at Newburgh and Eastern Parkway, uprooting giant trees there. Newburgh is blocked completely by these trees, and houses are torn up by the trees falling into them. Then it came across Eastern Parkway and Bardstown Road. It went roaring through the Seneca Cherokee Park area, absolutely denuding a portion of that park. There's no trees left. There's nothing but splintered stumps in there for, I can't estimate how many acres are involved. Then it came right between Barrett Junior High School on Grinstead Drive and the Baptist Theological Seminary. It crossed Grinstead Drive right there, leaving this wide swath of total destruction. It came over Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, let's come on up. Stilts and Frankfort, Pennsylvania, Hillcrest, right there at the Frankfort Avenue intersection. It's completely wiped out. Every house is damaged to some extent. Then it came across the Crescent Hill Golf Club, and I'm over Indian Hills right now, and I can't even begin to count. I would guess 200 homes out here have at least the second floor gone. Many of them are completely demolished, and most of them are, the walls are askew, the roof is sagging, and so forth. Trees have been chopped down all the way. Now I'm curving around and following the path of it. It seems to have turned a little bit then toward the east, and this is over the Zachary Taylor area, just north of Zachary Taylor Monument. It cut a swath through this area, again, taking the roof and, in many cases, the second floor off the houses in this area. And then it crossed the Waterson near I-71. By the way, folks, traffic obviously is at a complete standstill in all of these areas that I've talked about. Trees, emergency equipment, everything. It just is not moving at all. Looking ahead here, I-71 is at a standstill. The Waterson is at a standstill here at the intersection. And it apparent. Now, wait a minute. Just beyond this point, I believe, I'm not sure because I'm still a mile away, but I think this is about the tail end of the worst damage here. This seems to be about where it started lifting and dissipating. So that's the path from Stanford Field up through Crescent Hill and out here into the Waterson and I-71 area. And I have seen some pretty bad stuff in my career in Iowa and Indiana, those areas. I don't believe I've seen anything to equal this.
Yes, Governor, we're on the air live, sir.
Okay, it's pretty rough all over, and Louisville, of course, has been hit pretty hard. Judge Hollenbeck has asked for the National Guardsmen, and so has Mel Gentry, who is the acting mayor there. And we've already dispatched National Guardsmen to the fairgrounds, which has a unit of armory there. And the National Guardsmen out of St. Matthews have been called up. And we're sending a unit to Brandenburg, for instance, and up to Bedford and and Irvington area. So we're trying to prevent looting and that sort of thing if it should occur. I understand the weather's begun to moderate some in Louisville, and hopefully we can get in there as fast as we can and assist those people in the best way we can.
Governor, I thank you. I know that phone's going to be ringing considerably. Again, thank you, and I won't take up any more of your time.
And we'll be glad to cooperate with you in any way. The helicopter report's been just wonderful.
We have a little later update on that storm that was over Lebanon Junction earlier. Radar shows that near Grafenberg, heading right for Frankfort.
We had a direct hit from the tornado. All power is out. We have not assessed the full range of damage. We presume that when we get power again that we will be able to pump water. However, the present situation looks very dark.
Bob Johnson has just told us that there are at least 7 known dead in Kentucky as a result of the tornadoes.
Radar is showing a well-developed storm down around Danville. Probably not as bad as the one that went through here. Nevertheless, it is a sizable storm, a dangerous storm.
You've had an earthquake of approximately magnitude 4.5 on the Richter scale.
The tornado pretty much hit Brandenburg full scale. We have a confirmed 23 casualties.
Well, it's in a shambles. An absolute shambles.
By 10 p.m., WHAS had aired scores of items, from curfew information to calls for drugs to information on shelter. Milton Metz, the WHAS talk show host, spelled the news staff on duty, but the information continued to pour in and out simultaneously.
I beg your pardon, this is the operator. It's 585-2385 on here.
That is right.
Can you give me another number to reach Milton Metz? We have an emergency from the governor's office.
This is Milton Metz, and you're speaking to him. Come in, please.
Hello, Milton.
Yes, how are you, Governor?
I'm doing fair under the conditions, Milt. It's probably the most tragic day in history, Kentucky. It's just bad all over.
It was days before WHAS resumed regular programming. Actual coverage of the tornadoes ended at 2 the morning of April 4th. At 5 that morning, WHAS became a communications center for the recovery effort.
All right, I've got, we're on the air now. I have a gentleman here from Resco out at Bowman Field.
Yes.
And we put out a call there earlier for portable generators to assist dairy farmers in getting their cow's milk and getting their milk refrigerated.
This is Chemlon Corporation in Jeffersontown.
Uh-huh.
And we've got 15 to 20 men. We've got 3 pickup trucks. We'd like to be able to help out someplace if possible.
All right. The school closings, as we have them, all Louisville City and Jefferson County schools and parochial schools will be closed today. Sullivan and Spencerian colleges have canceled all.
People just trying to make up their mind what they want to do to get over the shock.
I think for the people who are concerned about the water company situation, we should remind you that possibly around noon, maybe 1 o'clock even, you should be seeing some water trickle out of the faucet.
All stations aren't the same. People and service make the difference. On WHAS, Louisville.
It is swirling around, and it looks like smoke underneath it. There is no real tight, definitive tornado as such. It's still turning in a large... Yes, there's one now. Started, yes, dipping down from the bottom...
A tornado was reported near Hardensburg and 3 miles northwest of Irvington at 3:45 this afternoon. The severe thunderstorm warning has been changed to a tornado warning for Metro Louisville and Jefferson County.
We have a hook echo on the radar about 20 miles southwest of Louisville.
I don't actually physically see any tornado activity at the moment, but it does look highly suspicious down there beyond the Iroquois Park area.
I don't see a tornado, but here comes the wind. We're hitting winds up the... Good gracious sakes alive.
How high is the wind speed at this time?
There's 50 right there. My golly, the whole thing's going. Yeah, I'm going.
We don't have any more details at this time other than the fact that people in the Louisville area should take cover.